have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Juniors.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True 2.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
DC coming like this, Disney. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Jewish, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling, what are we proving, what are we doing, what are we building, what are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
This season, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. They things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still off with you, life I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Stay friends, I'm a dumb KC. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a nice mind, I'm pleased. For Christ, rest of Christ, may meet it. In a bird, I'm a shot in a heater. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. That's fine, I'm always loyal to. Received it, but Colorado, I'll still receive. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching once I swap. I knew I'd be this smooth with the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, the muscle they use it. Bruising, improving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes expose the delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert to the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our band, it hurts. Conduct with metal, touch, bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in children, graduate on school veteran. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Two to the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the young men.
We are beyond, we are beyond nothing. We are beyond,
with this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I'm blasted. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas is a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Judge.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey, 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 hey
Thank you so kindly. Thank you. You're so kind. Welcome right here at Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. That's right. I have so much to be grateful for, so much to smile about. You know what? Even though we know the circumstances happening in your life, there are things all around you, but you know what? You are an overcomer. So why wouldn't you smile? That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. You know how we do it. By the time we come up here, we already know we are blessed and we pray for because this is the type of network we are on. People of standard, people, men and women of God, kings and queens. So you know, they pray, man, God already answered that prayer. So we just going to go straight in because we're already covered. That's right. I want y'all to put Coach Shay Samuels in prayer. You know, she's under the weather. She wasn't feeling she was going to come on. And, you know, I was broke. She was like, you know what? I can do it. And I said, no, don't even worry about it. You get your rest. I'm telling y'all, she was like, yeah, I can die. And I was like, don't do it, Coach Shay. The people, they love you, and they will see you next week. But y'all keep her in prayer. She's a true queen, true soldierette, and she was coming tonight. I'm telling y'all was about to go down. But we had to say, you know what, get you some rest, queen. You deserve it. You've been going hard. You've been going to and fro. You've been going city to city, state to state. It's time to lay it down, and we got you for the night. That's right. And I hope you guys are ready for a wonderful show tonight. But we got a surprise, surprise, surprise. With that being said, can I get a drum roll? The funny, the comedian, my main man, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two toes.
What's going on? Yeah. It started off a little rough, man, because I had a couple surgeries in a week. But I'm now at the countdown because my 21st birthday is coming up, and I can't wait.
Yes, sir.
Well, 21 yes, times sir. 2. Plus 5, you know what I mean?
Man, well, that's a blessing, man. You know, I do commend you, bro, because you've been going through a lot. You've been really going through a lot, doing a lot of things, and just to see your drive. And I hear people always complaining about life is this and life is that. And, man, to see what you really go through, bro, and to see your positivity, how you still press forward, and you don't allow none of these things to actually be a hindrance to your life. Tommy Two Toes, I salute you with both hands, bro. You are a representation of strength and a real king, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. So, man, you ready for a wonderful show, my brother, tonight?
I am ready. Are you ready?
Man, I am ready because we got another guest on. So with that being said, can I get another drum roll?
Yes, I'm here to hit a beat. There we go.
Hey, hey.
Major Life, are you in the building?
Major Life is in the building.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, y'all know something? I'm smiling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Welcome, man. Welcome, Major Life, to Beyond the Radio as a co-host and also not just a co-host but a guest tonight. when you tell people, man, major life, my brother, first of all, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to call myself major life? Because we know that ain't what your mama named you.
Right, facts, man. But, okay, so major life, it actually comes from, man, I got a little history with, you know, the street life, you know what I mean? I had to do a little time. So they called me life because I walked around in prison with a smile on my face every day. No matter, even though I had time to do, I still kept a smile on my face. So they called me life. So when I got out, I said, man, you know what? I'm just going to major that person right there. So I came up with the name Major Life, man. This how we do it.
I love that, brother. That's definitely so profound, man. And you know, people, man, people don't understand how names really matter. And so for that, the people who see you walking around in prison, going through, and of course I can relate to that. You was behind the fence, going through what you was going through, and you still walked around with a smile, and that radiance blessed other people. They saw that, man, that you was full of life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't a part of the walking dead, man. You was the walking life. So for people to see that in you, then you say, you know what, not only am I walking life, man, I'm a major with it. So for you to take that to the next level, major life, I salute you, my brother, with both hands. So Major Life, talk to us, man. Tell the people, man, tell the men and women of God, the kings of the world, tell them where are you from, my brother, and also, after you tell us where you're from, what's your goal for people to know about Major Life? Like, what's your end game? Before you go and you say, you know what, before I lay it on the game, this is the impact I want to make on the world. This is who I want people to remember about Major Life. But first, tell us where you're from.
Man, you're looking at a product of Memphis, Tennessee, man. You're listening to a product of Memphis, Tennessee, Orange Mound, to be exact. You know what I mean? I know some of the people out there know about 8-Ball and MJG, so that's where I'm from, that area.
All right.
That area. What I want to just reach out and touch people with, man, when it comes to my life, is the fact that, man, I overcame everything that was meant and that was put out there in my vision that was going to tear me up, man, that a lot of people never got a chance to get away from. And, man, I'm blessed to be able to say that, hey, I overcame that. I went beyond my fence, man. You know what I mean? I'm blessed to say that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the type of artist you are, I want you to tell the world, you know, tell the listeners what they can expect from Major Life. And I will say this to our awesome, beautiful audience. Major Life is an artist. He's one of the new artists on Beyond the Fence Enterprise. And we're so blessed to have this brother. His heart is so big. And this is what we always try to tell people, that we're so much more than music. So we always say that, Major Life, we're so much more than music. So with you, Major Life, what can our audience expect from Major Life?
Man, you can definitely expect real truth in everything that I put down, man, just because I've been through a lot and I overcame a lot. So man, I feel like, you know, it's enough of the false and fakeness out there. It's enough of that. You know what I mean? That's plentiful. So, you know, I need to, you know, from where I came from, I got to be different. And hooking up with Beyond the Fence, man, and just that word alone, those words alone, Beyond a Fence, man, it gave me the drive to want to keep going, man, and show the world that, hey, you can go beyond your fence too. You know what I'm saying? My fence was the streets. You know what I mean? So what is your fence? You know what I mean? So people need to know that you can go beyond your fence. You can overcome. You can beat the odds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tommy Two Toes, do you have any questions? Major Life, you still with us, brother?
Man, I'm here. I'm here. I ain't going
All
nowhere.
All right, Tommy Two Toes, you have any questions for our brother Major Life?
Yeah, Major Life, I got a crazy question because, see, I'm a connoisseur of fine foods. So since you are from Memphis and that's on my to-do list, I need to know, where is the best barbecue at in Memphis?
Man, see, now you're trying to give me in trouble, Tommy Two Toes. Like it's a few spots, right? You know, Memphis is known for two things, the blues and barbecue. So, man, when you come, it depends on what you want. If you like the dry rub, you can go to the Rendezvous. You know what I mean? If you like the dry rub. Now, if you want some of that good sauce, man, we got several places like Neely's. You know what I mean? We got other spots too, but those two are my main two spots that I love to frequent.
Okay, so I'll make sure when I touch down, then when I come see you, I'm going to also go see them too then. Okay.
Man, we definitely going to do that. Hey, I'm going to make sure that we're pulling up in the right spots at the right time.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan right there. That sounds like a plan. Y'all heard him. Y'all heard them, men and women of God. Y'all heard them, kings and queens. Y'all heard them. When we come to Memphis, we going to eat that barbecue, and we going to tell y'all about it. And if he don't take us to the barbecue spot, we have a right. He is giving us permission right now to talk bad about him. That's right.
Talk very bad.
Tommy Two Toes, are we going to talk bad about him or what?
We're going to talk very bad.
Man, when you leave from that barbecue, man, I promise the next call I'm going to get is when we going back out again.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready,
well, look,
too.
Y'all,
I'm ready.
Listen, I know I said Coach Shay, you know, she was laying it down. You know, she was out for the night. But y'all know what? She ain't listen to me. She said, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. And then I said, so you going to actually come on the radio? She said, no, I'm just going to come on. I'm going to listen. She heard it in my voice, y'all. She heard it. She heard it, and she was like, can I come on? I said, please, Rich. She hit me up on the back end. She said, okay, I'm going to listen in. But she was coming in. I said, please don't do it, because we don't want to hear you talk like this and on the radio. So y'all just keep her in prayer, y'all. So I'm just letting y'all know she reached out. She said she's doing better. She's feeling better. She's drinking plenty of vitamin C and putting that, them lemons up in her. And she taking her medicine, and she just doing it. And then she laying it down, but she listening to you guys. She listening to all of us tonight. So everybody who's listening, she's listening right there with you. And we appreciate every listener who be tuned in. So with that being said, fellas, are you guys ready for this topic for tonight?
We ready.
Man,
we ready.
Do it. We ready.
All right. We got the fellas on. We all fellas tonight. So, fellas, I got to be real. You know, I be reading in the Bible, you know, say that the man is the head of the household, right? Watch this. At least he's supposed to be. But when I'm looking out in this real world, when I actually see this world today, fellas, I got to be honest. The women, especially right here in America now, I'm speaking for America, the women have become head of the household by force almost. And it's damaging to our young men and women that's coming up. It's so damaging because we're doing so opposite of how we're designed to be. So if the woman is head of the household, who going to protect the woman? If the woman is head of the household, who can lead her besides God himself? When God clearly said, the woman follow the man as the man follow God. But it's just like with Deborah and Barak in the Bible. Deborah prophesied, told Barak, listen. He was like, Deborah, come with us. And she said, listen, God told me to tell you, you go do it. But Deborah, I need you to come. God also said, if a woman come with you, then he handed that position over to the woman.
Barack said, I don't care, Deborah, come with me. They fought and they won the war. Well, guess what happened? Deborah became the judge over Israel because that brother didn't believe in the prophecy through the woman. So see how she was even a helpmate, wasn't even his wife, but the way she was designed gave him the word from God, and all he had to do was be obedient because she gave him a word. But he didn't accept it. And the woman became the head of the household in Israel. You know, get what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you, Major Life, what do you think about that, my brother, when you see our men today?
Man, just listening to this story that I've read over and over again, man, bro, you hit something on the head. Like he had the knowledge, he had the information, and instead of choosing what he knew was right, he went, you know what I mean, he chose the wrong way. So I look at men today, man, and see that the guidance, man, that we lost our stronghold to the men that's in the household. Because my grandfather, man, he stood strong in his household. You know what I mean? Then my dad comes along and kind of, you know, he kind of dropped the ball. And here I go, I kind of dropped the ball. So we look at the households and we like, man, what happened? Well, we didn't give the women a choice. Somebody had to take care of the household. We step out of position. You know what I mean? So I look at it like, man, just, bro, we missed the mark, for real. We missed the mark. But it's not too late. It's not too late.
It's not too late. Definitely not too late, brother. Tommy Two Toes, you want to expound on that, brother?
Man, it breaks my heart, man, because, you know, it's like Major Life was saying. When we look at our grandfathers, you know, that was what the definition of a man was or is. But when you keep going down the generations, it seems like you said, the ball was dropped. Men ain't, you know, created or made like they used to be or whatever. Now the women are the men, and the men are the women. And, you know, that's a whole nother topic. But I make sure that I, you know, pick the ball back up. But, man, it's a crazy world, man, when it comes especially to men not being men anymore and, you know, leading. They following instead of, a lot of us are following instead of leading.
True. It's so true, man. The sad part about it is, a lot of people who come on this show, they know my story. You know, I did 13 years in federal prison. And I went in 2002. I come home 2015. And the whole world had changed, you know. It literally changed. I seen so many men that got the wrong idea of a man. And you know, we talk about our grandfathers. To be honest, I never really know what that feels. I never experienced having a granddad. I didn't. You know, my granddad, he passed away when I was younger. I was very young. I think I was in still like maybe in middle school or something. And he was in North Carolina. I think I seen him. I met him once when I was like 5 or 6. I went there for the summer in North Carolina. I remember a little bit of it. And the next time he was in a casket. My dad's dad, you know, he died when I was like 1 year old. So I never experienced the grandfather thing. But what I can say is this, the men nowadays, they think being a man is how well they can do violence. You know what I'm saying? They think today, like a real man is somebody who's the most violent and can get the most women.
Man,
and it's being passed down. And we're telling our children, our boys, like, well, this is what a man look like, right? And it's sad because these little boys are mimicking these older boys. You know what I'm saying? They supposed to be men. They have the age of a man, but their mentality, they don't have the mindset of a man. They never mature. Like, one thing about age, every year our age, we're going to get older. We're going to grow. The problem is a lot of our minds don't grow with our age. With your age man, comes maturity.
Right there. Yeah.
Absolutely. With age comes maturity, and a lot of them have, we are aging but not maturing. The problem is we're not getting wise. We're just getting old. So we got to do better in that, in that area as men. Major Lodge, you want to expand on that, brother?
Man, you know, I just looked at something, right? Just thinking, like, men nowadays, we consider, we look at ourselves as the prize. Whereas back in the day, the women knew that they were the prize. You know what I mean? But so now it's like we done switched positions. You know what I'm saying? The woman is taking positions that she's not built for, and we're taking positions that we're not built for. You know what I mean? It's like, man, we got it mixed up. So how are we the prize when God made them the help? That's the prize. That's who we trying to get. And we dropped the ball on that, man.
Yes. Yes. Yes, bro. I mean, hey, bro, absolutely. Tommy Two Toes.
Yeah, I agree with both of y'all. And, you know, the bottom line is it got to start with us as far as in our own homes, in our own lives. We have to set the example and be a man so we can show other young men how to become men, because they don't have anything to mimic. I mean, or at least positive things to mimic.
Yeah. Like, if you notice, man, let's be honest. Y'all remember back in school, you know, I wasn't the most popular guy, but I was pretty popular. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in school, you get the dudes who was very intelligent. You know what I'm saying? They had the movie called Nerds, right? And they got the nerds, the smart guys, looking like they're goofy. They don't have no sense, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I don't like that movie. When I really think about it, because it damaged a lot of our men. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's be honest. As a guy, you want to be with the cool kids. You don't want to just look weird out here. You want to be with the cool kids. You want to be liked some kind of way. And, you know, as a young man, you want the girls to like you. But when you look at a movie like The Nerds, they wasn't the attractive guys. They was the ones people picked on. They wasn't the ones that the women said, hey, man, I like this type of guy in my life. But the reality, those are the safest guys. Why wouldn't man. You want an intelligent person? You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you want a person that's walking in his intellect, his intelligence, and have a bright future ahead? But us as men, we're looking at that as weak. We're really that strong. It takes strength to gain knowledge and wisdom. You know what I mean? To get more knowledge and gain wisdom. That takes strength because you got to put in that work. You get what I'm saying? To men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, we got to tell the truth to them. We love to come up here, we joke, we laugh, we have fun, but we got to be honest. This tonight is the hard truth. Men have lost their way, and we need to find it. We got 2 minutes. You want to expound on this for these last 2 minutes, Major Life? Well, 1 minute now, but.
Well, man, I think, man, you just, like Two Toes said, man, we got to be the ones that step up, man, and not be afraid of actually playing the part that we were meant to play. You know, we got to step up, yeah. Man, and think about, you know, what we don't know and just hang on what we do know, and we'll get the rest as we go.
That's right. I like that, as long as we go, though. See, go is
gotta
the action
go.
Word.
Put one foot in front
so
of the
we
other.
Gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So yeah, man. So y'all keep hold of that. He said you gotta go. Meaning you gotta put in some effort. Meaning you gotta put in some work. When you go, that's not being in one place. That's not stagnant. That's going from one position to another position and to another position. You on go.
Right. Right.
So with that being said. Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
bottom. I had to go back to the bottom. I made it, I climbed out. I got so deep in the flesh that I couldn't understand what the spirit was talking about. Next thing you know, I was in the church, but I started to have doubt. 18 years, I wasn't around. Your whole life I missed out. Earth went to fly, my head to the sky. I gotta stay focused on God's word. I might not be able to fly, but I see like an eagle. I guess I'm a different bird. I'm from the trenches, I see kinda differently. I'm the epitome, you tryna mimic me. Promise if we go to war, you be the Philistine, I'ma be David. This gon' be history, ayy. This is when life ain't no moment to play. Chosen by God, I was already great. Give me the blessings, I give them away. Wanna see Satan fall flat on his face. Yeah, yeah. I wanna see Satan fall flat on his face. Nations was a commandment too.
It was.
You on the team of Jesus Christ, and yeah, you in the loop. The way I ride with the Most High, I guess we in a coupe. It's non-stop walking with Him, ain't no end to lose. You gotta walk it for real. He did not give you a spirit of fear. Reading the Word of God, the picture to life, it will get clear. Sooner or later, you'll realize you've been on the top tier. See, I'm on the winning team, ain't worried about no obstacle. A thief in the night. No clock, girl. And please don't let your flesh get in the way, get you blocked, girl. I was drowning. Split second, he was off the pier. The coming of Christ could be right now, so yeah, it's that near.
Get it together,
I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I walk it like I talk it, too. I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I said I walk it like I talk it, too. I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I walk it like I talk it, dude. I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I said I walk it like I talk it, too. First, let me talk about life.
Yeah.
And what I see under the street lights. Yeah, I was brought up in the church, but I wanted to live that street life. I got some tags and I got a bag and I almost lived a brief life. It wasn't in vain, I went through the troubles and pain just so I could beat life. Jeremiah 29:11, he told us what he was thinking, right? Trusting in his holy word, the only way I get peace in life. Jesus Christ is the light, that's the way I get sleep at night. Family members that done went before me, when I get to heaven we can reunite. Yeah, I'm talking this gospel, my name on the roster. I'm a child of God.
I am.
You just an imposter. I believe in the blood of Christ. And if you don't, you not.
You us.
You the ops. Why you trying to block us? My reward in heaven.
Yeah.
See, all you want is the Oscar. Sin has got to be death. Because that's definitely what it's going to
cost you.
His life on my sins. Yeah, that's what it cost him. When he died on the cross, he really went out on the limb.
For real.
I walk it like I talk it, yeah. Walk it like I talk it, dude. I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I said I walk it like I talk it, dude. I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I walk it like I talk it, dude. I walk it like I talk it, yeah. I said I walk it like I talk it, dude.
I saw the world, but Jesus is greater. life in a sentence. I made a promise to God. See, I gotta be better business. See, I won't go back on my vows. See, I saw the sin of my past. Throw my whole life in the trash. Pray to God it's how I last. The joy of the Lord, I'm so glad. See, I won't get out of my bag. And I got the devil so mad. Jumped out of that cowboy class. Up and got out of there. He sent disciples out in a pair. Can't hide from God cause he everywhere. Out of there, out of there. Jesus got up and got out of there. He sent disciples out in a pair. Can't hide from God cause he everywhere. See, I was headed down the wrong path. Off the porch at a young age. I was raised in the church, living by the sword, about to die in gun blaze. Grandmama used to pray for me. Think she knew that I was on the fence. In my mind, I was fine though. I was walking the line. The truth weighed on my shoulder. See, life heavy as a boulder. See, I was getting a little older. My winter season got colder. See, hell, I was in and out of that. Life I couldn't figure out that. Standing on false clouds to the point I put my hand on my mouth. Out of there, out of there. Jesus got up and got out of there. He sent disciples out in a pair. Can't hide from God cause he everywhere. Out of there, out of there. Jesus got up and got out of there. He sent disciples out in a pair. Can't hide from God cause he everywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Back and I'm still smiling. This your coach, your main man David Benton. I got my co-host Tommy Two Toes and my other co-host taking over tonight for Coach Jay Samuels. That's Major Life, and he's in the building with us. That's right. But first, I want to give a shout out to all our sponsors. That beautiful voice that y'all heard in the beginning. That's Paula G voice. That's right. You need a voiceover. You need something for a commercial, the video, listen, even in a little movie script, whether it's radio, your music, super, get listen, holler at Beyond the Fence, and we can make sure that you get in touch with Paula G. Voice. Now, make sure y'all follow her. She is on every major platform. She's awesome. She's amazing. Beautiful voice. As you can see for us, she blesses us. And you know what? She'll bless you too. So y'all make sure y'all reach out to Beyond the Fence, BeyondTheFence.org, and we will make sure that she blesses you too with an awesome voiceover. Or you can also go to www.paula@paulagvoice.com. That's www.paula@paulagvoice.com, and you can, she will bless you. Also, our other sponsors, you need a DJ, listen, whether it's online, you want to book him in the Knoxville area or the East Tennessee area, or if you want him to come to your city, G. Will, who is with Fleet DJs, he's also a Beyond the Fence artist, but he will come to your city and he will bless you. He's going to, one thing I like about him, he's very versatile, and his music is clean. I mean, come on now, you can get your groove on, make it do what it do, but his music is clean. So y'all holler at Mr. G. Will, William G. Will Faulkner, if you want to holler at him on Facebook, follow him on Instagram, and you can reach out to Beyond the Fence. Again, that's BeyondTheFence.org, and we got you. And last but not least, we have Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Listen, if you want your business to be profitable, if you want to learn about business, you want your business to grow, come see us at Let's Talk Business. One thing about it, we're not just talking about it, we're being about it. If you really want to be profitable, if you really want to grow, if you really want to not just you succeed, but excel. You want to be able to keep climbing up that ladder. And guess what? Let's Talk Business, we're going to put you in the right position, and we're going to link you up with other people as well. It's about networking. If you really want your business to be profitable, then you need to come right here. Let's Talk Business. And that's at aboutbusinessleaders.com. That's aboutbusinessleaders.com. And we got you. Also, your young men, your young women, if you need consulting, we're there. We always want to help everyone just become a better version of themselves. And the thing about it, people pay us to be our natural selves. So that's what it's about, you know. So, again, aboutbusinessleaders@gmail.com. Y'all come holler at us. Now, man, the two songs y'all just heard, that was Major Life. Major Life, talk to us. Man, tell us what those two songs is about, my brother. What made you write such fire?
Man. So, man, Walk It is one of them songs, man. I just wanted to share my walk. You know what I mean? Like, not how I walked back then, but I'm walking how I'm talking now. You know what I mean? I want people to see growth when they see me. I want people to see progress when they see me. You know what I mean? I don't want people to look and see last year's Major Life. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like you said, you got to go forward. You know what I mean? So, and that editor that hit, man, shout out to my guy Mario, man. My guy made that track. But, man, editor, it's just what it says. He got up and he got out of there. You know what I mean? He had to do that in order for me to grow like I am.
Yes, sir. Those are two major bangers, bro. I salute you.
Man,
I love you. I love everything you do. I love what you stand for, brother.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I'm with a good team, so, you know, it's easy.
Oh, yeah, y'all definitely can get ready because Major Life 2024, he's coming.
Man,
he's
I want Beyond the Fence, Major Life. We want the whole year.
Come on, now. Tell the truth. Boy, you're preaching. I said you're preaching.
Yeah, man.
Shame
we
the devil. Shame the devil.
So if y'all just tuning in, we was talking. This is Major Life, our new artist on Beyond the Fence. And he just had two songs play, awesome songs. But before the break, you know, we was talking about, you know, the men. You know, men, you know, supposed to be head of the household, but men have lost their way. Fellas, I see men all the time. You know, thing about it, I want to tell the queens, I want to tell the women. If you're a woman and if you really are walking in your queendom and you built a queendom and you really a queen, the problem is a queen need a king, not a prince. The problem is a lot of y'all women, y'all pick a prince but want him to have the responsibility of a king. It's not going to happen. You know, that prince, he driving your car. He don't work. He's not even cooking for you. He's not even cleaning the house. He's not contributing to no bills, and you allowing this prince. Understand, a prince really don't have much value. All the prince do is just look charming. They see Prince Charming, right? He's Prince Charming. They publicized this. All Prince Charming did was receive from his parents. And when they did put him at a duty, he whined. A prince has no responsibilities. You women are offended when a king come your way because now you got to understand that you're a queen and he's a king. And when you meet a king, you're so used to having a prince around. So when a king come around, you feel that he's coming at you. You feel he's trying to take your throne. where he's really saying, I'm not trying to take your throne. I'm trying to point you to your throne, which is right there. You've been sitting in the king's seat all this time, so let me take my rightful place. You sit right there where the queen sits at, and you do what you're supposed to do, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and we're going to build this kingdom the proper way. But us as men, we got to make women feel comfortable enough to be able to follow the leader. But we're acting as a prince instead of a king. Major Life, what you think about that, brother?
Man, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, so you got some men out here that have not stood in that position long enough to the point where when they approach women, approaching women as that with that prince mentality, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of the king mentality that we're supposed to have, they approach the women with that prince mentality, which in turn turns that woman's vision to see, man, look, you know what? I can just do what I want to do, and I can still run this household. And the men tend to move in with the woman. Like, nah, bro, that's not how it's supposed to go. You know what I mean? It's like we're moving in to a queendom instead of a kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh,
and he's telling about her queendom.
Right, right.
He's pouting. He won't. He like, give it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he's like, he wanna run the show, make the rules in the queendom that he never built and can't even maintain.
Come on, man.
Women, see, it's a new day. It's 2023. Here's a reality, men or women of God, kings and queens. This is a reality. A real king can come into a queendom. And once he comforts her in her queendom, he'll say, listen, you already have a foundation. But if my trust is earned, then follow it. Follow me. Follow me as I follow God. Follow me as I follow righteousness to the best of my ability, even though you may disagree with my character at times.
Right.
But I'm going to turn this into a kingdom. And when I turn it into a kingdom, you're going to be protected, shielded, because I'm going to bless you in this kingdom. The kingdom is not effective without the queen.
Fact.
But we got to put the women in that position to feel comfortable under the leadership when she had to play the role of a king that she would never be.
Man, facts.
A king is masculine, queen is feminine.
Yeah.
So she can never be that, you know, really complete that masculine role. And we're wrong for putting her in that position. Tommy Two Toes, you want to expand on that, brother?
Yeah, definitely. The bottom line is we basically need to listen to Major Lyte's song again. Walk it and talk it. You know, it's
come
like
on,
we
man.
Want to receive the recognition, the title, but a lot of us don't put in the work to get that title. So we got to start doing that first. You know, you want to be the leader, but you're not giving her anything to follow. So, you know, we just got to take one step at a time and understand that whatever's going on didn't happen overnight, so it's not going to be changed overnight. But if we, you know, keep putting in the work, we can change all of this. Because if we the one caused it, basically, then we can fix it. Just take one day at a time and just make
that
sure
was powerful,
walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yes. That's yo, that was powerful, brother. We do really got to get back to the essence of who we are in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to really acknowledge who God is in our life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about religiously. I'm not. We can get caught up on the religious side and still lose focus. I've seen many men who say, man, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Yeah, you love the Lord, but you're not loving your home properly. And I disagree with that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I totally disagree. So it's like, how can we sit up here and say we're leaders, but we don't even know how to follow at the appropriate time ourselves? As a queen, us as men, it's okay to follow when that woman is following right, or, you know, doing something righteously, just like Barack and Deborah. All he had to do is listen to her. She said it from a pure heart. So we got to listen to the woman. That's what, I mean, we're going to be submissive to that word. We're going to, all right, listen to that word. We're going to trust that word, and we're going to follow it. You know, because why? Because that's what a real king going to do. A real king is a leader who knows how to follow at the appropriate times. So our young men, we've been taught, you know, a lot of these young men are being taught so incorrectly. You know what I'm saying? They think, you know, it's the muscles and how well they can do harm against another and how well they can talk and all these other things. And we really, they're really bamboozled. They're really bamboozled. You know, really cool is staying out of prison. I hear young people, you know, my little brother, I love him, but he was just like, yeah, you can know. I said, all right, man, that's great. You're acting like that's bad. What, you trying to die today, brother? I mean, what are you talking about? I want to get 300 years old. If I go organic, I think I can at least reach 110 if I start going organic or something. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, you need to be trying to get old. I'm not celebrating clowning people for being old when I'm trying to get old. I'm not rushing to get old. I'm going to enjoy my mid-years, but I'm not upset. I'm not going to clown people who have gotten old either, because I want to be able to get old, because that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to us as men. Men, we are responsible for our young men today. We are responsible. We have a responsibility. And you break down the word responsibility. Responsibility is the ability to respond. So you got to understand, you have the ability to respond. If you say you are a king, create another one. Create a replica. That's your leadership role. Because our men are right now being bamboozled and then they're designed by a system to make us hate one another. They're making blacks hate blacks, and they're making blacks hate all the other races, and all the other races hate blacks. And we ain't doing nothing but doing damage to our community. Major Life, what you think about that, my brother? What powerful words do you have for our men, our kings?
Man, definitely. We definitely need to, for one, a unified group of men is so much more powerful than one individual. But it takes that one individual to make a change so other men can see that, hey, man, he's doing it. He was able to get to leave, you know, poverty or whatever it is. He was able to leave that and grow in progress, all from changing the way that he thinks. You know what I mean? You start thinking like a king, you're going to start becoming one. You hanging around some kings, you're going to become one. So, you know what I mean? Look, once we start putting that word out, man, and walking like we talking, man, people will start seeing it. Because one thing about truth, it overcomes everything. It got more weight than lies. It got more weight than fakeness. You know what I mean? So, man, once we stand in it, other guys going to fall in line because they ain't got no choice. We'll be the majority instead of the minority then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was powerful, bro. Tommy Two Toes.
Yeah, this is a little you know, outside the box. This is something that I think would definitely help with being a king, is, you know, being an example for, like you're saying, the little prince. Because all he's going to do is mimic what he sees. And if he doesn't see it the right way, then he's not going to know how to do it the right way. And one way we can start, gentlemen, is start back taking our sons to the barbershop. And I know it sounds crazy, but think about it like this. You never see a man at the beauty salon with his daughter. Women handle that. But what I'm saying is this. At the barbershop, that's the opportunity for the man, the king, to give his son or nephew, a male, knowledge, to mold him. And, you know, because it's an awkward situation, and it's, you know, it sounds a little far-fetched, but I believe that just simply starting off with that, taking him and showing him different ways of how to handle things in a manly way. Because we can tell him how to fight and all this old stuff, but what exactly are we doing to prepare him as being a man?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, facts. It still takes a village.
Big facts.
It still takes
big
a village.
So, right, exactly what you're trying to say. It takes a village.
Yes, yes. Men and women of God, kings and queens, y'all see, we're holding ourselves accountable. You know, this is what we're doing as men. We understand the reality that women have become the leaders of the household. It's a hard reality. But us men who are head of our household, it's up to us to continue to encourage and just continue to motivate our youth and also the ones that's, you know, in the mid-age. You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when people are set in their ways, but that's when the encouragement come out. That's when leadership going to really come out in its essence. So, you know, y'all keep us in prayer as we go and continue to bless others. That's just real. Just continue to pray for us. But before we get out of here, you know, we got a few minutes left. Listen, we have a Black and Gold party December 9th. It's going to be, how they say it in America, lit. It's going to be lit December 9th in Jonesboro, Georgia. Listen, the link will be on the Beyond the Radio page. If you go Beyond the Radio on Facebook, the link will be on that page. The tickets are $30. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a DJ, which is DJ G Will. We're going to have live music from Beyond Defense artists. And we're, you know, supposed to be having another artist from the Sony label along with us, a special guest. So we're going to have a ball. It's going to be fun. You guys are good. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. December 9th, Jonesboro, Georgia. Come on out. Also, January 20th, also in Georgia, it's going to be in Douglasville, Georgia. January 20th, we're having the 10th anniversary. That's right, I said it. 10 years, people. 10 years of the God is in Everything Conference. It's going to be an award ceremony. It's going to be food. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a concert. It's just, listen, if you want to come and be a part of something prestigious, educational, loving, respectful, people full of integrity, come be able to be a part of God is in Everything Conference. We'll have all that information. Go on the Beyond the Radio page, go on the Beyond the Fence page on Facebook, and come and just be a part. You would not, trust me, you would not forget this event. We're definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing. And with that being said, we better see y'all next week, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We love you. We love you. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, Blockstar, Alma, TV Jr., The Jewel,
G Will, Primo the Don, Shay Samuels, myself, David Benton, Tommy Two Toes, Major Life. Man, y'all know how we do it. So,
where the music? Where the music?
Where the music? Where the music? Where the music?
Showcase Production.
I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make me wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, and he make me wanna go boom. I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make me wanna go boom. He make me wanna go, boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make me wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, and he make me wanna go boom. When I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make me wanna go boom. He make me wanna go, boom. Gorilla, for real, religion will kill you. I know killers who kill killers and real dealers who will deal with you. Plenty of gorillas with six figures, but don't understand till they deal with it. I'm teaching the truth ahead, they can't be winning. I'm giving the vision with that religion. Conditioned by the system, mentally in prison, and I'm diminishing innocence. Capability beyond limitations, my demonstration is militant. I'm a stone cold gentleman, and I'm colder than they ever been. Can't hurt me, need a century. My medicine come with the blessing in it. Oh, don't wait a minute. Y'all gon' wait a minute. The statue of limitations on my spirit is never ending, that's why I'm grinning. That's why I handle business, staying optimistic, cause the crooked system is ballistic, sticking to the mission, cause my position is way bigger than being a Christian. Hey. There's so much hate in my residence, disrespecting my race from the president. America's screwed up, she's not celebrating. African American is not my heritage. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he made me wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired. He make me wanna go boom. I clap my hands, stop my feet. He make me wanna go boom. He make me wanna go. Oh, boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it. He make me wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired. He make me wanna go boom. When I clap my hands, stop my feet. He make me wanna go boom. He make me wanna go. Oh, wanna go boom.
So why'd you faking? You know we ain't playing. See you was forgetting, just acting crazy. Father, come save me. Devil, what you even talking about, like? You were sent to lie straight up out your mind, so blood brothers together, let the world feel the boom. Yeah, it's easy outside, all I see is the doom. I'm the true who is you. Yeah, my swag to the room. My ghost rider so holy, I let the spirit fill the room. I know that you know. Yeah, I know that you know. Yes, I know that you know, cause I've been told you so. The end of days is coming, see bodies on floor. Talk about my info, yeah, like water I flow. And I pray for you pagans, I give you some more. But you gotta chill though, don't let that tea spill though. I ain't gonna lie, yeah, I tell you the truth. Father, please forgive them, for they know what they do. Put their faith in the government, took their eyes off of you.
They put their faith in the government, they took their eyes off of you.
I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make me wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, he make me wanna go boom. I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make me wanna go boom. He make me wanna go, boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make me wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, he make me wanna go boom. When I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make me wanna go boom. He make me wanna go, boom.